With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Wasps can be pretty freaky, especially when flying right at you. However, there's a chance that they will be passive even when large. One species of wasp that is out and about right now is the cicada killer wasp. This wasp, true to its name, hunts cicadas and drags them back to their nests to feed larvae, which gives you an idea of their size. Cicada killer wasps will get to about the size of your thumb, making them one of the largest wasps in this half of the world. Despite their alarming size, they rarely, if ever, use their stingers on people, and males don't even have stingers. Instead, males will fly towards things they find interesting, making it look like they are charging. This is just an investigative movement and not an attacking movement. While cicada killer wasps don't attack people, their ground nesting habit can cause problems for lawns. You will see small burrows where these wasps make their nests. Unlike other social insects like yellow jackets, cicada killers are solitary and will not live with other cicada killers, so you don't need to worry about them swarming. However, in high populations, the burrows themselves can be unsightly. To combat this, spray a pyrethroid insecticide around the entrance of the burrow as often as the label allows to repeatedly expose the wasp to the chemical as they enter and leave the burrow, but do this in moderation. While larvae will feed on the bodies of cicadas, adults instead feed on nectar, making this species a pollinator and a pest controller that is worth keeping alive. One other wasp that takes up residence near buildings is the mud dauber, and just like the cicada killer, mud daubers are also very docile. These wasps will use mud to build nests on the sides and roofs of buildings where one female will live in each nest. Mud daubers are also predator wasps that feast primarily on spiders, including venomous spiders like the black widow. Mud daubers can be identified by their very narrow waists between their thorax and abdomen, which makes their abdomen look almost detached when flying. Removing the nests from any structures should be done during the winter when the wasps have vacated their mud huts. There has been some confusion about cicada killers being mistaken for murder hornets that were in the news back in 2020. While they are roughly the same size, the murder hornet has not made its way into the Midwest as far as we know, and thank goodness for that. The murder hornet, or the Asian giant hornet, will have uninterrupted brown and orange stripes on the abdomen. On the other hand, the eastern cicada killer common to our area will have three broken yellow stripes on a black abdomen. If you think you might have a murder hornet, give our office a call and we can get the bug identified. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.